Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about a few questions that we can use for self-reflection and some affirmations to promote calm, flowing energy. We have to take time to reflect, and we also need to affirm that what we are doing, the direction that we are heading in, and who we really are deep down inside, in order for us to keep moving forward and to keep having that calm, flowing energy. That's what we are all seeking. It doesn't mean we don't have problems. It doesn't mean that we can't do difficult work, breakthroughs, challenges, even have things come up that we never expected, but we can do all of it with calm, flowing energy. Even when we are moving fast, deep down inside, we can be calm. So let's start with some self-reflection questions. These would be wonderful for you to be able to take to your journal. Or as I have said in the past, I've had clients that didn't like to write. Either they were writing all day for work, or they just were resistant, who knows why, to actual journaling or writing things out, whether it be typing it out on a keyboard or pen to paper. So what they chose to do, and it worked remarkably well, was to audio record with their phone the questions, the answers, the journal prompts. And it worked well for them, because the point being that we want to get some of these things out of our head, where the mind is continually morphing things and changing them up, taking them in different directions. Whether we are writing in our journal or speaking in our audio voice recorder, we are making it more concrete. We can actually listen to it again, or we can see it with our own eyes. And it's a little bit different. It's kind of like when you talk to somebody, when you talk to a coach or a therapist or a friend, it changes the way you have been thinking about it. I even find the more I think about talking to somebody about something, it kind of changes the perspective and how I am looking at it, and that can be really helpful. So anyway, back to our questions. That's what I want you to do, to take these three questions and somehow answer them beyond just thinking them in your head. It's just a good practice here and there. You don't have to do these things forever, but sometimes we need a little bit of a perspective change, or we need to be able to see, how is it that I am really looking at myself, or how I am looking at this particular problem, or how I am looking at my struggle with anxiety. So the first one I have is, where can I go for help if I am feeling anxious or depressed? And let me say here, anxiety and depression aren't always two separate little cubby holes. They very much can be coming into your life together at the same time. Maybe one is more predominant than the other. Maybe not. Maybe it's 50-50. But whatever the combination is, you can be feeling both anxious and depressed, or anxious or depressed. These are ways that human beings feel. Do not think that you have to consider yourself as broken or something desperately wrong with you. Maybe you're struggling with it more now than you ever have in your life. That's okay too. You can figure it out. Believe me, you can go forward. So getting back to the question, I want you to think about where you can go for help if you are feeling anxious or depressed, and actually put that down in writing or in your audio recorder. Put it down so that you have it concrete. Often when we are anxious or depressed, we can't remember what our resources are. We can't remember what we were going to do, what our tool belt holds for us. Where'd we put the tool belt? I don't even remember. So have things written down for yourself so that you can know where you can go for help if you are feeling anxious or depressed. Now, it doesn't have to be a person. It can be a person. It can be a pet. It can be a place. It can be a practice. But just write it down, because I want you to think about this when you are clear and grounded so that it can be there for you when you're not clear and grounded. The second question I have for you is, what would I say to a friend if I wanted to help them calm down? This can often be a breakthrough. We can always come up with help for another person, for a friend, for a group member. I see this in our group all the time. People who are struggling with their own issues and their own challenges have beautiful, wise words for other members. So we want to pull this up for ourselves and write this out for yourself with a particular problem. You can state the problem and say, what would I say to a friend if I wanted to help them to calm down, if they were worked up over something or they were just having an anxious day, no particular reason? What would I say to this friend to help them calm down? And the third question I have for you is, how can I stay balanced during uncertain times? So when you are feeling grounded and clean and clear, write down what you do to stay balanced. Because uncertain times are not only here right now, they will pass and they will come again. This is just the nature of life. So if you can remember, and maybe not in your mind, because when we become totally off balance, we can't remember when we're depressed, when we're anxious. So when you are clean and clear and grounded, write down how you can stay balanced during uncertain times. This is really going to serve you. Have it in a journal, have it in a note on your phone, wherever you can easily access it. Put a sticky note in your wallet, however you can place a little reminder, a tickler, so that when you need it, it's there. You can at least remember maybe that one little sticky note, and everything else can flow from there. So let's look at some of the affirmations that we can use to promote that calm, flowing energy that we want to keep close to our heart. The first one I have for you, and you can repeat these in your mind after I say them, or you can jot them down. Again, these are great things to either have in your journal and review them again, take them into your meditation with you or your prayer time, or just pull them up as a little mantra during the day as you are going through moment by moment. I am centered and serene. I deal with stress constructively. I set realistic expectations and manage my commitments. I take breaks before I become fatigued. I talk about my feelings and ask for help when I need it. I remain poised under pressure. I am confident in my ability to handle deadlines and setbacks. I focus my attention on the things I can control. I view challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. I take deep breaths. I slow down and scan my body. I close my eyes and visualize myself sitting on a quiet beach or a snowy mountain. I work out. I release difficult emotions through physical activity. I ride my bike or run through the park. I lift weights or punch a boxing bag. I dance or I skip a rope. I communicate directly and tactfully. I am assertive rather than aggressive. I listen to others with an open mind. I use objective language and speak concisely. I resolve conflicts promptly and respectfully. I search for common ground and mutually acceptable solutions. I am eager to compromise and collaborate. I adapt to change. I accept transitions as natural. I let go of regrets and pay attention to what I have to gain. I maintain routines and rituals that help me to feel more stable, like regular meal times and bedtimes. Today, I spread harmony and healing. I regulate my feelings with positive thinking and healthy habits. I am focused and calm. Now, I know that was a lot of I am doing this and that, a lot of I statements. But these are ways that we actually, when we say we're going to do it and we are doing it, we do it. It doesn't mean that it's perfect. It doesn't mean that we've done it every day until this moment. No, it means right here, right now. Try it with me. I take deep breaths. You can do that with me right now, no matter where you are when you're listening to this. I take deep breaths. I slow down and scan my body. Do it with me. Take a deep breath. Slow down just for these next couple of moments. Scan your body. If you can, close your eyes for a few seconds and visualize yourself sitting on a quiet beach or a snowy mountain or your favorite place. Just for those few seconds. That's all it takes. We don't need to set aside a whole half a day to do these things. Let's try another one that we can go through together. I like this one about change because change is difficult for people. When we are in the fast lane, when we are moving too fast, change feels like we're going to go out of control. Like when you're driving and you're going too fast to change the lanes, like really out of control kind of fast. You can oversteer and flip the car over. So let's see what happens. I adapt to change. See if you can add this to your day right now in some way. I accept transitions as natural. Can you see that? That like just because something has to change or a transition is happening, that it doesn't have to be a problem or that there's something wrong. It can just be natural. The tide rises and the tide falls. It's natural. I let go of regrets and pay attention to what I have to gain. This is a big one, and there must be something right now you can put this affirmation to. Let a regret go and see what it is that you actually have to gain. We want to start training our mind to be looking for the gratitudes, the things we are gaining, how things are working out for us, rather than always letting the mind go to the regrets and to the negative and scanning the horizon for the next problem. We have trained our minds to do that, and we can take the reins and decide to go in a different direction. I maintain routines and rituals that help me to feel more stable, like regular mealtimes and bedtimes. If you are feeling off the rails and unbalanced and that your energy is not calm and flowing, I highly, highly recommend that you get into some routines and rituals. Start simple. Start with one. And I like to look at the routines as, I think it is, oh, I can't remember. I don't want to say the wrong author, but habit stacking, where you have one habit, like you probably have a habit right now that you always do. And so just stack one more thing on top of it. Maybe you can stack on a regular mealtime to the habit of when you are taking a lunch break. Maybe instead of working through the lunch break, you actually take a mealtime. The time has been habitual and it's available, so use it. Bedtime, we have to go to sleep anyway. That habit is already there. You're going to go to sleep at some point. So just try to get a little more firm with it. Pull the riverbanks in a little bit and say, well, we're going to do it at a very specific time, just for a week. We're going to try it for a week. Try to stretch yourself just a little bit to have a little bit more of a routine and a ritual in your life so that that beautiful energy has somewhere to flow. I love being here with you, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I think of all of you often when I am putting these shows together and looking through your emails. If you want to send one in, you can send it to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Believe in yourself. You are braver than you think, more talented than you know, capable of more than you imagine. And that's from Roy T. Bennett. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.